Chapter 12. Epistemocracy, a Dream. Someone with a low degree of epistemic arrogance is not too visible, like a shy person at a cocktail party. We aren't predisposed to respect humble people, those who try to suspend judgment. Now contemplate epistemic humility. Think of someone heavily introspective, tortured by the awareness of his own ignorance. He lacks the courage of the idiot, yet has the rare guts to say, "I don't know." He doesn't mind looking like a fool or worse, an ignoramus. He hesitates. He won't commit, and he agonizes over the consequences of being wrong. He introspects, introspects, and introspects until he reaches physical and nervous exhaustion. This doesn't necessarily mean that he lacks confidence, only that he holds his own knowledge to be suspect. I'll call such a person an epistemocrat. The province where the laws are structured with this kind of human fallibility in mind, I'll call an epistemocracy. The major modern epistemocrat is Montaigne.
This ends Disc 8.